Ladies and gentlemen, in the blue corner, weighing in at 1,552 kilos, most of that being Gus Warland, the Triple M Grill Team. And in the red corner, the guy that Anthony Mundine wants to punch in the face more than anyone else in the world, Danny Green.
Let's get ready to
Yeah,
Rip.
And if you haven't been, if you've been hiding under a rock, you don't know about this. But this is the fight of the century for us. And Danny Green, you're in the studio. We've been wanting this for so long, and eventually you got the deal done. You always wanted to get it done. In the end, what got you over the line?
Oh, what an epic entry that was, boys! Yeah, thanks very much. Got me G'd up. I'm gonna start swinging. But look, we couldn't agree as we all know. Me and Chock don't agree on little anything. So yeah. I wanted to fight in Perth or Melbourne. He wanted to fight in Sydney. First fight was in Sydney. We couldn't agree. We couldn't come to terms. And then South Australian Events come to us with an offer, and we come and we'll check it out, see what they've got to offer. And it was a fantastic offer. But just more than that, it was the enthusiasm and the genuine enthusiasm which with they made the offer, and that we just bought into it straight away. It was infectious. They really showed the event a lot of respect. And so I was like, man, we can't look past this. Mm. And it turned out to be the simplest and most basic deal and the best deal. And it was like, man, this is going to work. It's unreal. They offered Adelaide Stadium, Adelaide Oval, which is an iconic oval.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you guys probably, with all respect, wouldn't know it because it's not an NRL ground, but a lot of guys I know played
cricket
there.
Cricket there is brilliant.
Cricket, yeah.
The redevelopment that's been done. I mean, and we debate all the time, you know, over this on the Eastern Seaboard, Danny. We say, what's the sporting capital of Australia? Is it Sydney or is it Melbourne? We compete. But, geez, it's at Adelaide. South Australia are pulling a lot of stuff together.
Yeah, they have. They got a lot of events there. And you know, the people there, they're going to really embrace it. They've, you know, it's gone off. It's gone gangbusters at Ticketek. And so it was proven it was the right thing to do. And you know, the main thing is that I just got to worry about winning this fight. I can't wait to get in there and pump him and do what I should have done 10 years ago. And, yeah, he got a lot to say. And, you know, I'm trying not to say much at all. I'd just rather let my knuckles, you know, do all the busting.
Surprised you got 83? Are you surprised you agreed to that?
No.
You're not. No.
What else is he going to do? Where else is he going to go? Who else is he going to fight?
No, but you know, part of the debate is going to be, you know, get down to 79 kilos, 78. Do we agree that he said, yeah? Because, I mean, how much are you at the moment, Danny?
I'm F-all. So, you know, I'm not far off 83 kilo, and I've been dieting for a long time. So for me to come down, so you get all these bananas, these buffoons saying it's, you know, there's not 17, 13 kilograms difference. They're completely ridiculous because he would have had to have been 79 kilograms at the weigh-in minimum, at the press conference 2 weeks ago, minimum. I was 85 max. So there's 5 kilograms, 6 kilograms max. By the time the fight comes, I've got to drop another couple of kilo. Now, I don't put on, it's a well-known fact, I don't put on weight after a weigh-in. That's a well-known fact. Right. So I'll go into the ring at 84, maybe.
Right.
That's it. Now, he'll come in, he'll come up another couple of kilo if he wants to, but it's his choice to come in at lighter. If he wants to come in lighter, he can come in lighter. Mm. But there's some imbeciles out there saying that he's 30 kilo, there's 13 kilograms difference. He walks around at 70 kilos. That's just not realistic. They're in fairyland. So this means a lot, this fight, obviously, and I can't wait to get in there and, you know, feed it to him.
Well, you're obviously a boxer for over 25 years, but you also have life after boxing planned with your team Danny Green fitness regime, which is obviously why you do keep fit. When you look at Chock and you say to yourself, okay, this is probably one of the biggest fights in Australia's history that we're about to take place. How much credence do you give yourselves about, you know, in 20 years' time going, wow, can you believe that me and this guy looking across from me, and disrespect or hatred, put that aside for a sec, you two boys are the only blokes who we want to watch in Australian boxing at the moment. That's pretty, does it say more about you or does it say more about how Australian boxing is at the moment?
Thanks, MG. I don't hate Chock, get that right. I don't particularly like him, but I don't hate him. Hate's a very strong word. Mm-hmm. Old man raised me, you know, you don't hate's a very strong word. There's plenty of people I do hate, plenty of things I do hate, but Chock ain't one of them. I don't like him. I want to pump him. And I respect him for what he's done. And the fact that I think we have mutual respect, the fact that we're both in this position. And once again, there's a lot of imbeciles and buffoons out there saying, oh, well, I'm not going to watch this because it's this. Well, hang on.
When you say that person, Jeff Fenney came on this show and said that. He said, I'm not going to watch it. Danny Green's going to absolutely knock him out in the first 30 seconds because he's going to be so much bigger and powerful. Well, is that what you're talking about when you say buffoons and whatever?
Well, do I have to say that? Like, everyone knows Jeff's a buffoon. He's that bitter he'd make a lemon squeeze its face up. So, you know, he's Chalk and I have had, you know, a long history. The first fight we had was 10 years ago.
Mm.
And, you know, it was the biggest fight numbers-wise in Australian boxing history. So the fact that we're going to do it again is, I guess, yeah. But we've put ourselves in this position. We've both been international commodities, both been world champions. And, you know, it's I don't know, the media asked me, so the media have been asking me for 10 years, how many times did I come on here, boys? How many times did I go on every other radio station for the last 10 years of my career? And the number one question has always been, when's the fight going to happen? Yeah. So then when I announce it, and when we finally announce it, you get some elements, and I know it's not you lads, you get some elements of the media kind of bagging it and giving it a kick in the teeth. Like, you can't win with these people. So all we care about is what we've got to do, and all I care about is what I've got to do. And we know it's going to be a massive event on the 3rd of February. That's what we know. Mm. And I've just got to do my job as a professional fighter from now on. Stay cool, stay calm. I know Chock's a fierce competitor. He's a fierce competitor, make no doubt. He says some ridiculous things, and he hasn't got a lot of fans, and I don't see eye to eye the guy. And I can't wait to get in there and feed it to him.
Well, we're going to be there. We're looking forward to it.
Mm.
What makes you so confident, Danny?
Just believe I'm a better fighter, Matty. Mm. You know, I've fought better fighters. I've beaten better fighters than him on the world stage. I've been overseas and fought better fighters, lost to better fighters, beaten better fighters. My credentials are stronger than his.
What happened the first time then?
Oh, look. When I beat Roy Jones Jr., you know, it was almost a shock. It was a complete shock to everyone. So you win fights. Sometimes you win fights that you shouldn't win.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't tie Roy Jones' shoelaces up. You know, most nights. But the sport of boxing is unique, as anyone can win on the night.
Mm.
And so when I lost against Chock, it was a difficult night for me. I had a shocking night, and that's the sport. I took the loss in the chin though, but there was serious weight issues. I was very, very underweight and very, very difficult to even. Man, I was in bad nick physically. When you're walking around 3% body fat, that's tough to function.
Yeah, I know exactly how you feel, but, Danny. I mean,
we keep saying to Gus, you know, come on, mate, have a pie. Do something, mate.
Jeez, put some weight on you.
Let yourself go, Gus, please. Come on, live a bit.
You said you have to drop some weight. I have one of my books out the back here for you. You can have that. Take it on
What's
your
it
way
taste like?
Now, one of the most shocking things I've heard about you lately is you've rejected Guns N' Roses tickets. what's going on?
We love you here. We offered you top of the line, and you just gone, no thanks.
No, because the guy from the stadium offered me Guns N' Roses tickets at the day of the press conference, and my head was in the clouds. And I just for some reason I'm thinking, oh, Guns N' Roses, Axl Rose. I had AC/DC, Axl Rose in my mind. I just had Axl Rose. I was thinking, I don't want to go watch AC/DC with Axl Rose playing. No, F that, I'm out of here. I'm good, thanks, mate. But I just wasn't thinking straight, so I've copped a bit of flak over it, but I'll be there.
Okay.
Danny's... No, actually I won't be. I'll be chilling and relaxing.
So good that the fight's on 3rd of Feb. As Matty said, we really want to get involved, a whole lot about it.
I can't wait to have you guys there. It'd be unreal.
If you want to go to teamdannygreen.com.au, sign up for Danny's
programs
as well, and also Ticket Tech for tickets to the actual fight. 3rd of Feb, Adelaide Oval next year. Danny, always a pleasure having you in.
Legends, boys. Thanks very much.
Mate.
And also, just want to say thank you very much for the support you've shown me over a long career. It really has been... it's been outstanding, the support Triple M and you guys have shown me in particular, so thank you.